Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
03444991000 is the phone number. Let's go to Julian. Good evening, Julian.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Catherine. How are you guys doing?
What you got for us?
Well, I just want to say well done for carrying on in good old British fashion. And you guys can pull it off. I was watching Have I Got News For You tonight, and it was kind of excruciating. Without the crowd, without the laughter, they were sort of having to laugh loudly to replace that. And the sound is just different. It was interesting as a spectacle, but it was just sort of excruciating.
I was talking to my friend Paul Garner today, who is a comedy writer. And I've only seen bits of the Have I Got News For You, but I think the majority of these programs that they're doing in people's homes, they don't work, because the audience is a huge part, the laughter is a huge part, the set, everything is a huge old part. And I think I've just trod on something, and I think I've
What have I just trod on?
Gosh, that really hurt. I don't think it works. I don't think they should do it. I think these homemade shows are the pony. Put on repeats. Show us repeats. Put on some movies. Show some old episodes.
Yeah.
Do something. This isn't working.
Dad's Army.
Yeah, but why not? Why not? Put it on. Let's just see all this stuff. Because why not?
I think with a programme like that, it has to be current anyway. I don't even like it when they show Have I Got A Bit More News For You,
no,
because it's from 6 months ago and it doesn't really
work. The audience, the set, the direction, the editing, all of that is so important to those shows. And when it is done from someone's home, it doesn't appeal to me in the slightest.
I'll tell you one lockdown program that is glorious, though, that I really enjoy is the Grace and Perry Art Club. Have you seen that? It's so good. Grace and Perry and his wife, Phil, or Philippa.
Who follows me on Twitter, yes.
Oh, God, they're wonderful, right? They're just the funniest couple. They get on so well and they kind of fuel each other's creativity. They're just really great. And they kind of they reach out to various other people and get them to send their art in. And it sounds really poncy, but actually it's wonderful because they're just great communicators. It's kind of like, if you like the essence of, or the idea of what the Bake Off should be, which is kind of homegrown, you know, wholesome but funny and a little bit kind of naughty at times content, it's that. And they do it really well, and you forget that you're all locked in. It's about being locked down. It's about capturing the essence of this weird time that we're all going through, but there's a feeling of communality there that makes you feel like you're not watching one person sitting in their back bedroom having tidied up especially so that their bookshelf looks super impressive behind them, you know, that whole thing, which is what I look at when I saw 5 minutes of Have I Got News For You. I thought, oh God, really? Yeah. It seemed very sanitized.
Yeah, it did.
Well, I saw Julian.
If I watch any normal programme now, like the Antiques Roadshow, I just thought to myself, saying, oh, they filmed that before the lockdown, didn't they? Look at that, they're not social distancing. We're so conditioned now.
It's like social porn. You look at it and go, God, remember the time you could stand that close to a stranger? Whoa.
Good old days.
New normal? New normal?
We are now living in the...
New normal?
So...
keeping us sane.
Hey, listen, nice one. I'm glad you think so. Sometimes it feels like walking through treacle, but Julian, thank you. 03444991000. We just lost Sharon and Alistair. A lot of calls tonight, which is unusual. Apologies if people have been waiting for a long time. Did we do the quarter past break? I think we did.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. Thank you. Thank you, Amy. I had something I was going to say, and I can't think... can't think what it was. Let's do the bipolar test. If you're a caller on hold, wait there. We will get to you in a minute. Right.
Should I do it too? Would I be the control?
All right. Yeah, you do it. So you.
What if I'm bipolar and you're not?
Oh my God, I'd be so jealous. Ollie, can you retweet? Oh, actually, I can tweet it. I've got the link here, so I'm gonna copy it and I'm gonna.
I would get a piece of paper, but the cat's asleep on it.
You don't need a piece of paper. You can do it online. What do you want paper for? It's a computer program.
All right. Okay. It's not one of those A, B or C, like in Looking.
By the way, I'm seriously considering moving to Scotland after all of this. I'm seriously considering.
It does feel like they've got more of a handle on things, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? Have you got it?
I got
Do you have bipolar disorder? Test by John M. Grohol, PhysD. 3 minutes to test.
No, his name is not Grohol.
Yes, it is. Use this bipolar disorder test to help you determine if you may need to see a mental health professional for possible help with bipolar 1 or bipolar 2. Bipolar symptoms for most people include episodes of mania interspersed with episodes of clinical depression. Feeling lucky today. These episodes cause significant distress. Okay. This is a screening test. Only a psychiatrist or licensed mental health professional can make an accurate diagnosis. Yeah, whatever.
We know this.
Okay, so you have to enter in the top. I'm a 47-year-old male. Okay, yeah. You obviously put in your details. Question
42 one. 42-year-old female is what I'm giving up.
Question one. I've noticed an increase in my goal-directed activity, which consists of a great deal of planning or participation in multiple activities, such as at work, in school, religious, oh, sorry, George, or sexual activities.
Wow, that's some, that is some, okay, some
quite
list.
Quite a lot.
Work, school, not, religion, or sex.
Well, they all link up. Not the school stuff, obviously. I mean, but when you're a kid, it does. I mean, that's terrible. You've got not at all, just a little.
I don't know what
somewhat,
that means.
Somewhat, or quite a lot all the time. I'm going for quite a lot all the time.
Oh. Increase in my goal-directed activity. What's that mean?
Jesus, it means planning. Well, the fact that you're selling pictures now.
Okay. Somewhat? Okay.
Okay. Two. I find that my thoughts race faster in my head than I can express them to others. Not at all, somewhat, quite a lot. I would say somewhat, because I can express my thoughts. Can I?
You're very good with those words, yes.
Yeah. What are you going to put?
Not at all, because I say it.
Okay. Three. Despite having no experience or particular talent, I feel like I can do anything I set my mind to, such as inventing something I know very little about or writing a hit single in pop music. Quite a lot.
No.
Quite a lot. Genuinely quite a lot. Genuinely quite a lot.
Really?
I could write a hit single. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus, Kath, I could write a hit single. You know
I could. Yeah, but that suggests that you have a talent. You must have some confidence in your talent.
I could write a love song. It wouldn't have to take long. I tell you how I love you, baby. Let's make love tonight.
Okay, there it is.
Everybody say, whoa, whoa, yeah. Everybody say, whoa, whoa, yeah. Everybody say, oh, yeah. Lay down and make love tonight. You know,
everybody say,
you
okay,
will.
Ian, let's
really
come with
will.
This.
There we go.
Oh, my God. You don't... Really?
I genuinely think if I sat down properly, I could write a hit song. I know it. I even know it.
Okay.
What are you going to put? Come on, this is supposed to take 3 minutes.
No.
Okay, we're in
it. Because I would not... Right, if I set my mind to something, I would I would have some basis in thinking I had a talent.
Oh, God, no. I don't.
But
I just can't. I think
it's despite having no experience or particular talent thing.
There we go. Question four is for me. I engage in reckless activities such as driving. Yes. Investing in businesses I know nothing about. No. Shopping without any particular purpose or need. Oh, God, yes. Or engaging in sex with people I don't really know. Yes. Even though I realise these activities may result in very bad consequences for me. Not at all. Somewhat. Quite a lot. Quite a lot.
Not at all.
Despite getting a lot less sleep than usual, I still feel rested and full of energy. Not at all, somewhat, quite a lot. Not at all. Six, I have trouble following other people's conversations or instructions because I feel distracted by all of the other things going on around me. Somewhat.
No.
Seven, I often feel the need to speak without regard to interrupting or intruding onto others' conversations and don't much care if what I say isn't directly relevant to the conversation.
That suggests an amount of insight that the person who did that wouldn't have.
Not at all, is my answer. Yeah. Eight, I feel like my mood is seriously elevated, like I'm excessively cheerful, high, or feeling on top of the world. I felt actually high this morning, Catherine. It was insane. Felt high. Mm-hmm. Or extremely irritable. I feel like my mood is seriously elevated or extremely irritable, and I have a lot more activity and energy that's present most of the day, every day. I've put quite a lot.
No, I don't.
Okay. because I felt, honestly, I felt off, I was off my face this morning. It was insane.
Well, here's the thing I found really interesting this morning. I didn't hear from you till, what, like lunchtime, and that's unusual. And I thought, oh, he must be feeling really crappy. And then when you finally appeared, flipping it, you were bouncing off the walls.
I'd spoken to my friend. I'd done a voiceover. I was doing loads of stuff. Number nine, bipolar screening test part two. Number nine. I've noticed an increase in my activity that is purposeless and without goals, such as pacing, feeling restless, or trying to dominate multiple conversations with others at the same time. Not at all.
No.
10. My elevated or irritable mood and increased energy has lasted most of the day, every day, for less than 4 days in a row, 4 to 6 days in a row, 7 days or more in a row. I would say 4 to 6.
All right. Well, the times I feel cruddy, and it tends to be about a week before I get my period, which I think is in about 3 days, I feel crap, like crap, awful. Everyone is being a knobhead for a day.
Okay.
So less than four days.
11. My symptoms cause me significant problems or impairment in my social, like with my friends or family, or work functioning. I would say yes, because I broke down on air and I've taken time off. Yes.
No, I kind of recognise it enough to be able to say to people, I'm sorry I'm being like this. It's because of this.
Okay. 12. My symptoms have resulted in hospitalisation. No.
No.
13. My symptoms are the result of being on drugs or alcohol. No.
No.
Then we go into a new section. Symptoms of depression. Not everyone experiences a depressive episode in bipolar disorder. If you've experienced an episode of depression in your life, please answer the question below. Otherwise, press the button at the bottom of the page to score your quiz. If you're uncertain, answer the questions below. During an episode of depression, I have a problem with sleeping way too much or trouble with my sleep, such as getting up in the middle of the night and being unable to fall back to sleep. During depression, quite a lot.
Okay. Well, I would say I don't really have any sort of diagnosed depression. If I'm having a crappy time, I might have trouble sleeping. So somewhat or no, okay. Just a little.
But you don't have depression.
No.
Is that what you're saying? Well, then you click the thing at the bottom and you move on.
Okay, hang on. Do I not have to fill it in?
If you've experienced an episode of depression, please answer the questions below. Otherwise, press the button at the bottom of the page to score your quiz.
So what? Oh, I don't have that.
Well, it's because you've answered that question now.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right.
You're going to have to give anyone depression.
Oh, wow. Fancy saying that to me.
Huh?
Right, I've gone to part three. Go on, you carry on.
15. I have thoughts of death. Oh, baby, come to daddy. Such as wishing not to wake up in the morning or continuing thoughts of committing suicide. I'm going to say somewhat. I feel sad, hopeless or empty most of the day, most days of the week. Quite a lot. Now we move on to the... Now we're on to another thing. Question 17. During an episode of depression, I often feel tired and fatigued, even while trying to perform the smallest tasks or physical activities. Quite a lot. During an episode of depression, I don't enjoy things I used to enjoy or took pleasure in. Quite a lot. During an episode of depression, I've had significant weight gain or weight loss. Somewhat. During an episode of depression, I can't seem to concentrate on anything, have problems with my memory or feel easily distracted. Quite a lot. During an episode of depression, I can't stop pacing or sit still. I find that my thinking, speech and movements are really much slower than usual. Well, I find that my thinking, speech and movements are slower, but I can stop pacing, so I'm going to put not at all. During a period of depression, I feel worthless every day or can't stop thinking about past failings and guilt over what I did wrong. My God, yes! Quite a lot. These depressive symptoms cause me significant problems or impairment in my social or work functioning. Yes. Score my bipolar test, baby. What score you got, Boily?
Mania score 3, depression score 0.
What the heck? This is brilliant news. Well done.
Well, I didn't think I was only supposed to be the control anyway.
Okay. Let's
it look sounds at the score. Bloody exhausting.
Let's look at the scoring key first. 0 to 14. No disorder likely. You're well within that, Catherine. Congratulations.
Well.
15 to 19.
Just not in that.
Mild to moderate symptoms. Mm-hmm. 20 to 25. moderate to severe symptoms, 26 and up, severe symptoms. So let's go through it. Depression score, 27. Mania score, 27. I've got severe symptoms. Possible diagnosis, bipolar 2, baby, on the rocks. Based upon your responses, bipolar disorder, severe symptoms. Based upon your responses to this bipolar screening test, you appear to be suffering from severe symptoms associated with a bipolar disorder. People who have answered similarly to you typically qualify for a diagnosis of bipolar 2 and have sought professional treatment for this disorder. You appear to have hypomanic episodes. You appear to also suffer from depressive episodes as part of your disorder. You should not take this diagnosis of as a diagnosis of any sort. Or okay, whatever, ignore that last bit. So I've got it.
Well.
I win.
I've
won. I've won it. I have won it. I have got it.
But your psych doesn't give it any credence, does he?
My psych is a chancer and a scumbag. And a piece of trash. We've never really talked about it. I asked him once. He went, no, I don't think so. Yeah, I think I've got it. I think I've got it. That's that sorted.
Okay. Would you feel relieved if it was diagnosed?
Yes, I would. Yes, I would. Yes, I would. Yes, I would. Because you can get away with anything.
Okay, that wasn't the reason I was thinking of, but
you
whatever.
You can get away. What did you do that for? What did you do that for? I'm bipolar. Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I didn't realise. It's okay. You weren't to know. Get away with anything, Catherine. This is my ticket. This is my ticket out of here.
To where?
I don't know. No, it would help. It would help. It would. I don't know why. It would help to have.
I know why.
Mm-hmm.
Similar reason to my cousin who was worried about her kid for years and years and was trying to get him statemented. And then finally, when it came through that he was autistic, she said, "I felt relief because I hadn't imagined it."
Yeah.
And I knew what the enemy was. No, I didn't. It wasn't the enemy. The situation was. And then I knew that there was help for that particular condition. But if you don't know what it is, where'd you begin?
Yeah.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Talk Radio.
I don't, by the way, for everyone listening, I'm totally not buying into this 100%. It's an online test that took 3 minutes. I'm aware that to diagnose anything as serious as bipolar, and I'm not making light of the condition at all. Maybe I am ever so slightly, actually. But to diagnose anything like that, it requires certainly much more probing around than just that little simple test. But yes, it would give me some comfort to have some form of diagnosis like that, if I'm completely honest. Yeah, totally would.
Because it would help you approach it. I mean, I'm already seeing bullshine on YouTube here. Intelligent people tend to get depressed more. That's bullshit. It's not about that at all.
No. Did you just do a swear?
Yeah, maybe. Well, it just makes me cross because it's kind of it's a chemical imbalance. It can also be something to do with your history. It's too simple to say that only clever people get it. You know.
Let us go to Sharon. Good evening, Sharon.
Hi.
Oh,
you
gosh,
won
hello.
Me by 1 point.
Oh, what was your score, Sharon?
I got a 27 for mania and a 26 for depression.
Oh, but that might make you sad that I've got a higher score than you, so that might bump
Actually,
your score.
Actually, I'm devastated, so that's what on my depression.
I'm taking this with a huge bag of salt, this test, but I think some of the questions were useful.
Yeah, but I completely understand the feeling of, all right, you kind of fight against wanting to be put in a box. Yeah. But when you're put in a box, when you think you have a particular mental illness, it does make you feel better. You feel like validated that what you have felt hasn't just been because you're inadequate as a person. There's a reason behind it. So yeah, all right, these tests, you take them as, you know, as what they are. But I can really understand people wanting to be put in a box, particularly when they feel there's something more wrong with them than has been told to them by a health professional. Because I know a lot of people who were diagnosed with borderline personality disorder then end up getting a diagnosis of bipolar 2.
Yeah.
So I think it's... Do you think you have bipolar?
It's something that has crossed my mind for quite a long time now as a possibility. In fact, I did ask my psychiatrist like years ago and he went, I don't think so, no. But we never really talked about it. I think it's a possibility. I think it's a possibility because the lows are low and the highs are high, man. That's some swing that's going on there.
Yeah. Do you feel like once the highs are over that you thought, what the hell was I thinking?
Well, I find the highs terrifying because I know that you're going to come crashing down the other side. Very rarely in my life have I been in the middle.
Yeah. Highs are great at first. You know, sometimes I look forward to having a high, but then I know there's going to be a big crash.
Oh, it was fine this morning when I woke up, and I literally felt like I was high on drugs.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, man, particularly after yesterday when I was crashing down. I don't know. And when we, I'm not going to bother my doctor now because it won't really change anything. But when this is, we're out of this, then maybe I will investigate it a little bit further.
Yeah. Yeah, because I do think for some people it helps, you know, to be put in a certain box.
Yeah.
Other people it doesn't; they don't want to.
Yeah.
But you know, this is how bad. I put you in a lineup the other day.
Oh.
I was arguing with my brother. I said I was speaking to Ian Lee the other day. He went, I don't know who he is. And then for 5-10 minutes, we were going, you do know who he is. I don't know who he is. If you put him in the lineup, I wouldn't know who he is.
Oh.
So for 20 minutes, I was snapshotting different people. And he did pick you out in a lineup.
There you go, you see. Well, thank you, Sharon. That's what I needed. Thank you. 0344 499 1000. As long as it was a lineup like that and not a dodgy one. Jordan says, leave the cat alone. It's ill. That's not the cat that's ill, Jordan. So you can stick that right up your ass. Barry from Watford. It's late for you, my friend. What's going on?
Well, you don't have to make it hard for me, do you? I'm trying to keep your spirits that special.
Yes.
And it's all this mental talk, and I don't mean that in the pejorative sense. I mean,
it sounded pejorative.
No,
I
didn't mean mental. But I
said mental.
Well, I meant of the mind.
Well, you meant all.
I didn't. Well, I said mental. I wasn't using it.
Are you saying mental or menthol? I'm confused.
So, as in mental.
As in mental, as in what?
Mental.
As in bonkers?
Yes, bonkers.
As in nuts?
Yeah, nuts. Off
unbelievable.
Off
unbelievable language, Barry.
Oh, you can't say nothing there. There's a Fruit Loop. You know, surely you can say that, can't you?
Can't say Fruit Loop. No, you can't say nutcase. You can't say fruit and nutcase either.
No, nuts is a fruitcake.
Can't say that. No, it's offensive.
Oh, I quite like fruitcake, though.
Yeah, exactly. But I've done a lineup of you. It was you, a pencil, a long drink of water, and a stick insect. And my wife picked you out second after the drink of water.
I'm surprised you didn't include a streak of piss in there as well.
Oh, I did. Sorry, I forgot about that. But pencil talk, I thought I wasn't allowed to say it.
Oh dear, you're so offensive. But listen, you're an old person, and soon you will. What? How old are you now? 84.
Oh, at least 84. I'm allowed to. There's a certain excuse.
Yes.
It's VE Day tomorrow.
It's VE Day right now.
Yes, that's right. Right now, 75 years ago, I was fighting for this country.
What?
I was fighting for this country, yeah.
Where?
I know, in France and that. So I don't expect you to understand that.
Fighting in the army or just like brawling with Frenchmen?
Yeah, in the army, oh yeah.
Oh really, what regiment were you in?
The really hard one, rifle regiment, yeah.
And what was here's the thing my dad told me, he was in the army, didn't fight in the war, he wasn't that old, but he said, the thing that you never forget, you can forget everything, you never forget your number.
Yeah.
What was your number?
Number three in the...
I thought it was a bit longer than that.
At least 15 years since your VD day, wasn't it? That celebrating, get rid of that. Oh, you're not allowed to say that now, I suppose.
You can say that. It's but it did. It actually, I got VD 15 years ago today because I dressed up as a GI and went to an old people's home.
Victory Downstairs Day, that was.
With bars of chocolate and silk stockings for all the nannies.
Well, I used to, my Margaret, you know, used to do a lovely little line of gravy browning down the back of her leg so it looked like stockings. Oh. I'd done her an entire dress out of Bistow once and decorated her all up. Of course, she didn't ask things. She attracted the dogs, I'll tell you that.
Well, you're not allowed to do that anymore. That's classed as blacking up.
No, I know.
There's nothing you can do.
It's ridiculous what you can't do now. We used to do all sorts, dunking a witch, shooting the patellas off our friends with an old rifle.
Shooting Germans.
Shooting Germans, eating asbestos. I mean, great, wonderful days. Not allowed to do a damn thing now. It's the old health and safety gone mad, isn't it?
So what are you doing to celebrate VE Day? It's a serious question. Are you having a flyby? What's the plan?
I'm thinking...
Powdered eggs?
Got a bit of powdered egg. I'm gonna get some powdered egg and put it all over Margaret's body, pretend she's got a nice yellowy summer dress on.
Oh.
You know, old Major Tom, who shuffled round his garden 200 times.
Oh God, yes.
They said on his own. Well, let's be fair, he did have a Zimmer frame. Come on. I
cheat.
Celebrate.
Little cheat.
Little cheat. Be fame hungry. Anyway, the point is, before you all write in, I'm kidding. I was thinking of shuffling around my garden tomorrow if I can be bothered and trying to get some sort of fly past.
Instead, you were just sat there shuffling in front of the TV, weren't you?
Plenty of flies, though. That's always good.
Yeah, there was a fly pass in front of the TV, something like that. Anyway, we've got very little time before the end of the show, but I hope I've raised the...
Is that it? You come on and mock people who are mentally ill. That's your keep your spirits up special.
You're not allowed to do that now, are you? No, please. Can't you enjoy anything, man?
Basically, Barry's message to the mentally ill is cheer up!
Barry's message is bring back Bedlam and start selling those tickets.
Yeah, to anyone, you know I'm joking, you know I'm kidding. I don't have an excuse, you're right. I was sort of joking. It's only a joke. I just thought I'd prick the balloon of po-facedness.
Plus, different times, Barry.
Different times, Barry.
This sounds like it's winding up now.
It's kind of slowly coming to an end. We're done.
We're an air back, the Hindenburg. It's gradually hitting the ground, bursting into
flames, and people are running away. Those that managed to survive.
Whilst the commentator's crying, yeah, go on.
But please enjoy your eggy wife tomorrow. We'll be thinking of you.
Oh God, yes.
Please,
are you gonna dip your soldiers in?
She's already done that.
She's gonna be crammed.
She's already done that.
Oi, cheeky mare.
She's calling your wife a wartime tart.
I know what she's saying.
Different times, Barry, different times. We could have all been dead tomorrow.
We didn't have any bananas back, though, so when bananas popped up, you took them. You got as many as you could.
She certainly did, but that's another story. Ladies,
she always had stockings and chewing gum.
Happy VE Day, Barry.
Happy VE Day, everyone. We're all free and chins up. Come on, guys. We'll get through this. We won't be long now. Hello?
You sure?
Yeah, I'm off to bed now. I'm going to give a jolly good cuddle and a kiss on the lips.
Oh.
Yeah. Might touch her face a bit and all, you know. Get a bit saucy. Right. Okay. Well, that's enough of that. And good night, all.
Good night,
Barry. Bye-bye. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online, on DAB, and on your smart speaker. By downloading the app, you're protecting your own health and the health of your community. Talk Radio.